Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 81. Could time go on endlessly and still be in the last days? Several times the New Testament speaks as though the apostles were living in the last days, and that the end of the world began with Christ's resurrection. Does that mean that now is not the time of the end that Daniel speaks of? Could time could go on endlessly and still forever be the last days? Both Daniel and Revelation are crystal clear that after 1260 years of papal oppression and persecution the time of the end would begin. Jesus' own prophecy of Matthew 24 also is clear: we are today living when his coming is near, even at the doors. There is no contradiction when all the Bible expressions are looked at in context. In these last days in Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 2, means, in this recent consummation of history when the Son of God began a new era by his incarnation and resurrection. When John says, it is the last hour in 1 John, chapter 2, verse 18, he is not trying to contradict Daniel and Revelation. He is trying to assure his readers that the many antichrists already in the world prove that the great controversy between Christ and Satan has begun its final phase. Peter's These Last Times contrasts Christ's being foreordained before the foundation of the world with his manifestation in these recent times. Again, the foundation of the world in Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 26, is contrasted with the appearance of Christ at the end or at the consummation of the ages, his recent incarnation. The rendering, "the ends of the ages have come," in 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 11, means the fulfillment of the ages has come. In other words, after waiting 4,000 years for the Messiah to appear, the apostles saw a new age beginning. But Matthew 24 and Daniel and Revelation all make clear, we are living in a special era known as the time of the end, pinpointed by specific time prophecies. Jesus said of Daniel, "Whoever reads, let him understand." Christ will return. And his coming is near, even at the doors.